You're listening to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio in Virginia.
Welcome back to Cavalier Corner as we continue along ESPN Radio in Virginia. It's time to connect with another Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week. This time it's one of the ladies' soccer players as Bailey Yeager has been kind enough to stop by the show and join us today. Bailey, appreciate you making time for us. Thank you.
No problem.
Busy week for you, huh? You are now a Hornet, an LC Hornet, Lynchburg College, soon to be University of Lynchburg. First off, congratulations on that decision. What's it been like? What's that journey been like?
It's been really confusing. I basically have been trying to make this decision since my sophomore year. I have been back and forth between colleges, and I was really pushed this year to go towards Lynchburg College because of my dad. He works there. So basically, I got the tuition exchange. So it was like money-wise, and then with soccer, I fell in love with the community that Lynchburg has, and their soccer team's amazing. All the girls are so nice, and the coach is just awesome.
I'm curious, because the coach is your dad, how much of a role did he play in really swaying you to Lynchburg? How much was it the rest of the team?
Well, my dad's the men's coach. So Todd is the women's coach there, and he, like, the team was crazy, like, for coming towards me, basically. So they basically forced me to them. But my dad basically wanted me to go there because he wanted to be able to watch me play, because being in the same season, he wouldn't be able to come to as many games as he would if I didn't play there, basically. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it absolutely does. I mean, you get a chance to have your family be at all of your games and to be active. It's got to have been a driving force. Bailey Yeager with us here. You know, take us through that other part of the decision, though. You mentioned your dad being the men's soccer coach at LC. You're going to go there and play on the women's team. What kind of bond have you noticed just being around those programs that the athletes have with each other and that you've been able to develop with them?
It's a family over there. Everyone's so tight-knit. Like, the boys' team comes over to our house once every year, and they have dinners, and they're crazy. They're wild, and they're all brothers. Like, the women's team is the exact same way. They go to Africa, and they go to Costa Rica, and they have such a tight-knit group and community that they just love each other. There's no drama. There's no, like, fights or anything. They all love each other. They support each other. They want the best for each other, and that's just like what I've grown up like seeing, and that's what I've wanted with my soccer career.
Bailey Yeager, Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week, joining us on Cavalier Corner. You know, you referenced the family atmosphere. It's tight-knit. How much from your time at JF and in the Forest community has that created the importance of being in a family atmosphere?
Since the first time I stepped on the field at JF and at the middle school, it was just everyone loves each other. Everyone is there for each other. You're never down on somebody at practice. We're so funny. Like, going into practices, I don't think there's ever a serious moment until we actually step on the field and are up against an opponent. We fight hard during practice, but like I said, the atmosphere with the girls is just awesome. They're so fun to be around. Everyone loves each other. We're all sisters, and I mean, you can tell anyone anything on the team, and they're always there for you.
What kind of contribution and role has that played in the success of JF girls soccer? 2014, you guys lose in the state championship game. Last year, you make the region quarterfinals. You started off undefeated this year, a nice 5-0 record to start your first five games of the year. Clearly, there's got to be some correlation, isn't there?
Yeah, team bonding is what we really like pushed for our team. We have core values that we set and we stand by, and it's like positive, caring, tough, disciplined, resilient, relentless. And you acted on those at every practice. You act on them in every game and every aspect of life, and you move that on into like your personal life as well. And just being a tight-knit group that we are, like, if you don't have team chemistry, you're not going to play well on a field. And I think that's pushed us very far in our seasons.
Bailey Yeager, Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week, who's joining us on Cavalier Corner and just signed to continue her career at Lynchburg College. So congratulations again on that, Bailey. And you know, you have also mentioned the camaraderie of this team. Eight seniors, you're one of them. What's that been like for you growing with this group of girls and you know, being able to be mentored up to this point and now kind of turn around and give that back to the program?
It's very sad to be able to leave like JF, but I know that I'll always be connected to it through my sisters and through my family. And like the girls there are just so nice, and growing up with them and playing soccer with them since we were little, like, it created a bond that I know that we'll never forget.
And, you know, for the team aspect is big. You referenced the family part, too. I know we've talked about your dad and his role. He's the men's soccer coach at Lynchburg. The rest of your family, though, seems like soccer kind of runs in it.
Oh, yeah, everyone's in it. My little sister, Grayson, she's at the middle school playing B team. And then my younger sister, Kaylin, she's a sophomore at JF. She's playing with us now, and I've been playing with her for 2 years, and it's kind of crazy playing with her. She's complete opposite of me, but she's got a fight in her that's crazy.
You said she's the complete opposite. For one, it's got to be pretty neat to be on the same team as one of your siblings. What is that like? You got a little smirk on your face.
It's kind of weird. At first, I was really excited for her to be on the team, and then we got into those like sister fights on the field. We've really worked through it out. Like, we worked it out, but I love playing with her. She's one of the best people on the team, in my opinion, and I love seeing her on the field, and I've assisted her a few times, and it's just like that sister aspect of it. I'll never forget playing with my sister in high school.
You said, and you mentioned having, you know, assisted your younger sister in some goals and some chances. You're the holding mid, and we'll get to that position in a moment. Do you have almost like a sixth sense as far as what she's going to do and where she's going to be that gives you guys an advantage?
Yeah, we kind of have this, like, system which we run on. Like, she is always in the right position at the right time, so I know as soon as I have the ball, she's there. Or I know if I put the ball in a certain place, she's going to get there. I know that if I send a ball in a corner, she's going to be the one to finish it. It's just kind of like we, like, whisper to each other in our heads, basically.
That's pretty cool, though, to have that kind of bond. As the holding mid, it's your eighth year in this position, 10th overall playing soccer, but, you know, how much more comfortable are you being a holding mid and just knowing how to distribute and how to handle all the responsibilities as a senior and somebody who's been in that role for a while?
It's very hard to be in that position just because of you're kind of the person that if the attack breaks through, you're the first person to step. And playing in that position, that was kind of my dream of playing there, because I got the experience of I get to go forward, I get to hold back, and it's just like my equal. So being able to go forward and back, like, I understand now how the game works better. I read the game so well. I can basically decide where this player is going to go, where the ball is going to be played, and it's just like playing this position for 8 years has just like helped me read the game.
Got to be fun, too.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's stressful, but it's fun.
Well, you've started off great this year, and we'll make this our final question. What's your overall goal for the season for you, your senior class, and, you know, this team?
My overall goal is just to have fun and be able to remember my senior season as one that, even if we don't win state finals or we don't go that far, I'll just know that we tried our best and everyone was there and everyone was tight-knit and our family has just grown and our program at JF has just grown a lot more than it was before I got there.
Bailey Yeager, Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week here on Cavalier Corner. Thank you for making time for us, Bailey.
Thanks for having me.
It's Bailey Yeager with us here on Cavalier Corner. Want to thank her for her time. Want to thank Jesse Bakel, the head lacrosse coach, as well, for joining us. As always, we are back 10 to 10:30 next Saturday right here across ESPN Radio in Virginia. Enjoy your weekend.
This has been Cavalier Corner, a look inside Jefferson Forest High School athletics. A special thanks to our partners, Clyde Smith Plumbing, the Central Virginia Federal Credit Union, Upper Crust Pizza, API Funds, Embrace Home Loans, and Kinetics Health Club. Cavalier Corner is an exclusive presentation of the Virginia Talk Radio Network.